You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've got more Shams. Would you like more Shams?
Sure, I saw the Shams.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two Shams. Nah, neither one of them are bombs. One of them is a firework, I guess. All right, free agent guard Trey Jones has agreed to stay with the Chicago Bulls 3 years, $24 million.
Trey gonna stay.
And then the next one is free agent guard D'Angelo Russell.
Forever Warrior.
Has agreed to a 2-year, $13 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks. So Russell on one wing.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Klay Thompson on the other. You tell me how you're going to stop that with Cooper Flagg running around like a crazy person. Woo! Watch out for those Dallas Mavericks. They're making a move.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Luka Schmuka. They got D'Angelo Russell and Cooper Flagg.
Huh? Yep. Yep. D'Angelo Russell going to play for his fifth different team, including multiple stops with the Lakers and with Brooklyn.
Yeah, there's another guy who has a way after a team has had him where they're kind of like, I think I'd like it better if he were gone. He's had that effect on multiple teams. He had that effect on the Lakers twice.
Yep.
Two different regimes were like, what does Mila like to say when you give her food that she doesn't want to eat?
I don't yike it.
That's right. That's exactly what the Lakers said about D'Angelo Russell. Twice.
Well, the first time had to do with Nick Young, a.k.a. Swaggy P, if I'm not mistaken.
That was part of it.
And
that
was
part of it.
You were down there then, right? And there was an interpersonal situation with...
There was Snapchat gone wrong,
there was a girlfriend,
yes.
And there was some hyperbole and some conjecture.
Indeed.
And so then he's off to Brooklyn. Well, 2 years, and then he was a Warriors for 33 games.
Yeah.
And then Minnesota... And then back to L.A., and then back to Brooklyn.
That's the best thing about D'Angelo Russell is that in an odd way, shape, or form, he helped bring the Warriors Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga.
That's right.
I mean, if you think about it that way, you're like, woo, that's a crazy trade. And then obviously Andrew Wiggins helped bring you Jimmy Butler. But only because there is this... I don't know what word to describe it. I don't want to use the word distaste, but there is discomfort with what the entire Jonathan Kuminga experience has become. I feel that, at least. I feel that. I feel like no matter what everybody is hoping for, what happens here, everybody is already out the house and on their way down the road of just some sort of discomfort related to Jonathan Kuminga, because it gets personal sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, Jonathan's he's a very watchable player. He's an exciting young player. He's got a very interesting skill set. But my goodness, it just, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
All right, This is the Shams Bomb. All right, we have got ourselves a significant trade and two names changing addresses that have both been linked to the Warriors, and so it's not going to happen. Ready for this one? The Denver Nuggets are trading Michael Porter Jr. and an unprotected 2032 first-round draft pick to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Cam Johnson.
Oh, no. That's your guy. Look, you and Grandy.
Grandy. If you need to take a segment off or whatever, you can.
You guys need to hug it out because
I'm a Nuggets fan now.
I was off for one day. Well, I've been off for more than that, but the one day I was off, I tuned in and you two did a four-hour love letter to Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson.
Like, it was was sappy, it was lovey,
My hope until this moment is that that is where the Jonathan Kuminga experience would take the Warriors. And that dream dies right now.
Yep.
What, can someone explain this deal to me? Why? Why are both teams are exchanging a, like, wing 3-and-D in their prime player, and also the Brooklyn Nets acquire a draft pick, like, I mean, my God, you're going to be, like, does your 60th birthday come before this pick gets made?
Easy.
No, for real. Does it?
Of course.
Yeah.
2032, that's not a real year.
My 55th birthday comes before this pick gets made.
The Earth may not still be in the air in 2032.
That's right.
And
we may have had one more election by then.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows?
Perhaps, if those things still...
I'm sorry.
I mean,
Go ahead.
I'm looking at it, and for me, you look at Denver's side of it, and Porter Jr. makes 38.3 this year and 40.8 the year after that. So we've talked a lot about teams not looking to or not being able to pay multiple three guys more than $30 million, and Denver's got those three guys until this trade. Michael Porter Jr. is on the hook for $79 million over the next two, and Cam Johnson doesn't make that much. So for Denver, it's financial, and if it's a lateral move player-wise, and you get a little bit more affordable.
More on that in a second, but bang!
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Agent guard, and he's one of my favorites. You know it. Ty Jerome is on the move in a three-year, $28 million deal with the Memphis Grizzlies. Ty Jerome, and all of you, gosh, forever. Raise your hand if you were like, I can't believe Steve Kerr's playing Ty Jerome. How many of you thought that sometime soon that dude would be making $28 million over 3 years, almost $10 million a year for Ty Jerome to be a productive point guard and back up Ja Morant. So now you got Ty and Ja, who combined for the two shortest names in the history of the NBA.
Ty Ja or Ja Ty,
yeah,
whichever way you prefer it. And yeah, for Ty Jerome, this will now be team number five. And you think back to that Warrior year, you average almost seven a game. And, oh, boy, why are you playing Ty Jerome? Then he plays two games with Cleveland, gets hurt. And then this past year, it's like Ty Jerome. And now he's a $10 million a year guy, roughly, for Memphis. Good for him.
Yeah. Now, back to the big trade, though. Help me understand why the salaries can be so mismatched, even by just throwing in, and a draft pick gets thrown in as well. Michael Porter Jr., you said, makes how much?
It'll be 38.3 this upcoming year.
And what does Cam Johnson make?
Cam makes about 22.
Well, the Nets have a ton of cap space, and the Nuggets can take less back. There's no rule against that.
Well, the salaries need to...
Not the team that is like taking the more money has space for it. And the Nets have a ton of cap space.
Right. Okay. I understand, but they're like... So you're telling me that rule of the salaries being within 10% of one another doesn't matter if somebody has an abundance of cap space?
As long as you have the room to fit that under the cap,
then you can
take however much money back you want.
Yeah, I know that Brooklyn has the room to take the money on. Now, the second part I need explaining is I don't understand what Brooklyn's doing. Can anyone explain that to me? And again, the deal, Michael Porter Jr. from the Nuggets and a 2032 first-round pick to Brooklyn for Cam Johnson, the same Brooklyn team that gathered up all of these picks this year, and everyone thought they were going to use that asset to make some sort of a significant move. They didn't. They just drafted people. They just drafted people in a bad draft. And so now they just get way younger and then follow that up by using some of their cap space to send out Cam Johnson for Michael Porter Jr. I get that they picked up an extra pick, but that's 7 years from now. I don't know how y'all feel. I think Cam Johnson's better than Michael Porter Jr.
It's debatable. And even if you think that they're roughly the same player, right now you're Brooklyn, you get an additional pick in 2032, and you get a salary that you could probably move at the deadline, something that you can use to acquire more assets, because Brooklyn has no interest in being good right now.
Lead story for me out of this trade is, yes, the West got that much tougher yet again, and I got Oklahoma City, Houston, and Denver as the clear top three in the West as of this moment. As of this moment.
Yep, an hour and 12 into free agency.
Yeah, exactly. Check again in another hour. We're all over it. Stay right here with us. Planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, down the coast. Make your first stop. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons. 888-957-9570. That is the number. And this is Willard and Dick.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, hit it. Hit it right now.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Warrior fans, brace yourselves. This one's going to hurt a little bit.
What do you mean?
Free agent center Kevon Looney has agreed to a 2-year, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans.
No!
Kevon Looney's time with the Golden State Warriors has come to an end.
Man, I mean, congrats, Kevon.
Yep.
$8 million a year. Good for you. Man, what a great player. What a great guy.
What a great guy.
But if I can just put that to the side for a minute. No! Yeah,
that's what I mean.
No, bro.
Like, I think...
Why? Sorry.
I wasn't ready for...
I'm not trying to make
light. I wasn't ready for Nancy on this one.
But
yeah.
This one hurts. It hurts.
10 years.
The 10-year Warrior?
10 years.
Time flies, man.
It really does. 10 years, a forever Warrior, a champion, and someone who never wore another jersey... And has already been through moments where it felt like he might go, and there was a lot of angst about him leaving and whatnot, but he never did. But today is the day that Kevon Looney departs the Warriors. 2 years, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. And so it's not terribly surprising. I think that we had braced ourselves. I know I had, like you had. We had braced ourselves for the idea that the current Warrior free agents, and I say that about the restricted ones as well. Kuminga, Looney, GP2, I was certainly mentally prepared for them to be gone. But I'll also say, from just the emotional side of Warrior fandom, this one kind of hurts the most. It's Kevon Looney. That big toothy grin and the championship rings and everything that he's always brought. Steve Kerr talking about how he rides with Kevon and how he's the heartbeat of the locker room and everything. I understand that he wasn't quite producing in terms of numbers and fit the way that the Warriors needed him to, but it doesn't matter. That's Kevon Looney. That's our guy. And now he's on another team.
That's it. And, you look at the deal and he gets $8 million a year. And so, good for you, Kevon, because
yeah,
I don't think...
Absolutely.
I'm almost positive the Warriors weren't going to be able to offer him that much. And this one hurts because the more you think about Kevon in the past, it has been, well, you know, he's going to be a free agent, and, you know, we'll see what offers are out there. And it had always seemed like there weren't great offers, and so Kevon came back. And I looked at it this year in kind of a similar way where... I didn't think that there'd be a team out there that would want to give him $8 million a year. Not that he's not worth it, because clearly he is. A team is willing to pay him $8 million a year. I'm just surprised that he got a contract this big. I'm really happy for him because he has been a grinder. He came into the league injured, and he had, you know, a lot of early ailments in his career that kind of hampered his ability. If you go back and look at him as a UCLA Bruin, like shooting the jumper and elevating and... Like, you wouldn't recognize the Kevon that we've seen.
Yep.
So, good on you, Kevon. Really happy for the young man, but this one hurts my heart, Mark.
Couple other guys that also, just over the last handful of minutes, smaller deals that have gone down. Kevin Porter Jr. stays with the Bucks, 2 years, $11 million. Bruce Brown Jr. agrees to a 1-year deal to stay with the Denver Nuggets. And again, the Denver Nuggets involved in the big trade that just went down about 10-15 minutes ago. Michael Porter Jr. and a future first-round pick going to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Cam Johnson. And it kind of circles back to my point. Like, we are at a spot where you're watching Golden State let some money go. There's Kevon Looney goes. I do think GP2 is going to go. And I do think there is going to be a deal for Jonathan Kuminga, not a contractual deal. I think that Jonathan is going to be a part of some sort of a larger sign and trade. The Warriors need to do something here. The Warriors,
like, what are you doing the past hour and 23?
Well, no, I don't mean like that. Like, you're on the clock. I just mean that even though I argued, and Grandy and I did a couple of these shows, I remember a few months ago, where it's like, man, I think people forget how good the Warriors were when after Jimmy Butler arrived. So if you play that out over a whole season, I'm like, I don't think the Warriors are that far down the list in the West, but the West has changed. And I think the Nuggets just got better. I know the Houston Rockets got a lot better. And what's the one thing that everybody would say about Oklahoma City? Even though they're winning all those games, what would people say?
Well, you never done it.
That's right.
Yep.
Talk to me when you've done it. Well, now they've done it. And so now you can't play but they're inexperienced. You can't do that anymore either. So the West is building itself to be even stronger, more top-heavy, if you will. And the Warriors are going to have to find a way to at least be mildly aggressive here in keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes, and you can only be so aggressive because you have two of the highest paid players in the game, and then Draymond's making 28. So I know you don't have three guys making 30 or more, which is something that you and I have talked about you can't really do. But if you take Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, they combine make about 140. So that right there is about, 40 something on the average. So you in fact do have that top heavy of a roster. So yeah, Kevon is now officially gone. Looks like GP2 will be gone. And you have a couple of second round draft picks. And I was listening to Evan and Goo today. And, they're older guys relative to what the Warriors have done in the past. And can they come in and help you? Well, sure, they're allowed to, but now we're getting to the point where you're better, right? And I'm taking the words out of your mouth because I'm seeing you form them.
Yeah, yeah. And Kevon gets reunited with Jordan Poole in New Orleans. And New Orleans keeps, they're an interesting sort of team right now, not in terms of I think they're going to compete, but what are they doing? What are they doing? You get Zion still there. Evan brought up earlier on the crossover, he'd love to see that be the Kuminga destination for Trey Murphy. I love Trey Murphy. I don't know if the Warriors can get their hands on him, but New Orleans is kind of like acting like O'Hare on United Airlines. Like they're just this midpoint where everything kind of flies out of there right now. They're not here to win. They're here to sort of facilitate your trade or wherever you're going to go next.
That's a pretty pretty hilarious analogy.
Just threw that out there.
Because if you're flying to New York and it's not a direct, you may go through O'Hare.
You're going to go through Chicago.
Exactly. It makes sense. It's kind of more than halfway, but it's on the way. And so you stop at O'Hare and you get some more fuel and you pick up some passengers.
Speaking of Chicago, and this is not me. I'm not reporting this. This is just me with tea leaves and the reading that I do. It feels to me like the two teams to watch on a Kuminga situation are the Bulls and the Heat. That's what it feels like right now.
Okay.
Bulls and the Heat. And the Bulls would definitely be a trade, and I think the Heat would too. In other words, I don't think either of them are coming for a huge free agent offer to be made to Jonathan. But we'll see. But it sounds like those are the two teams to watch the most closely in these conversations.
Yep. I mean, and you figure if they're going to send him somewhere, you'd like to send him to the East if you could, if everything was created equally. Yeah. If you wanted to sign and trade, you don't want to send him to Sacramento or New Orleans, a team in the West. And I'm looking at Shams, and Luke Kornet gets 4 years and $41 million with the Spurs.
Oh, wow.
So there's another big. I don't know if we needed to fire off the breaking news sounder. Well,
that was somebody that I kind of had my eye on for the Warriors.
Yep. Well, and again, 4 years and $41 million.
4 years.
That's too rich for the Warriors' blood, I believe, until they get a resolution with Kuminga.
Exactly. It's not too rich for the Warriors' blood if they would have this completed, and that's the problem. The problem with this, because it's funny, an hour and a half ago, we're like, man, free agency goes slower than it used to. And then, boom, boom, boom. Shams has been firing these off every 3 minutes right now. So, anyway. Luke Kornet, 4 years, 41 with the San Antonio Spurs.
And that is, for the Spurs, that's a great deal because Luke Kornet is a good, solid player and you get him for $10 million a year, 4 years of team control. And you mentioned before about OKC and I'm just fascinated by their contract structure because they've got a lot of really good players, but Shea's making 38, Hartenstein, he makes 28 and then it's 17 for Dort, 12 for Joe, Holmgren only 13, Wiggins makes 9, Caruso 18. Those are relative bargains for, your rotational players.
Totally.
You've got a lot of really good players not making a ton of money, and so you're the Warriors with huge, huge, and really big contracts. I don't know how you go about trying to be a deep team.
You're right. Not for right now. Not for right now, they don't. And then on the other side, there's the Celtics. Are they fielding a team this year? Like, it has been nothing but exodus. Nothing but exodus.
Exodus.
I know that a couple of those guys were trades, so I know there were players, Anthony Simons and whatnot, coming back. But, you know, Cornette leaves. Jason Tatum is not going to play. Al Horford has been linked in rumors to the Warriors. Porzingis gone. Holiday gone. Wow. We're not even going to recognize the Boston Celtics next year when we see them again. It's going to be Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and a bunch of I don't know in green.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's what that's going to look like.
Can I ask you guys something?
Fire away.
So, Kevon Looney obviously will be remembered as one of the, I don't know, most memorable names in the Warriors dynasty.
Role players, yeah.
In terms of, like, players that you or Warrior fans had an emotional connection to, is Looney only behind Steph, Clay, Dre, and Iguodala? Because I think he's fifth for me in terms of emotional connection to a player during this Steve Kerr era.
I would put him ahead of Iguodala. And it's not just because I have a slight issue. No, but honestly, if you want to talk about emotional connection, Kevon Looney is a drafted Warrior. Iguodala's not. He spent 10 years here, and he is just a lunch pail guy. Iguodala, finals MVP, hired gun, great guy, great Warrior, four-time champ. But emotionally, I have a deeper connection with Kevon Looney.
I kind of agree with you. Like, he's been a less important player, but the fact that he was homegrown, a drafted champion. Like, how many of those other guys throughout all of this can say that? How many drafted champions were there? Drafted champions.
Steph, Draymond, Clay. And Kevon. And I mean, there are others who, you know, like
James Wiseman,
Patrick McCaw.
Okay, No.
I mean, like, no, I mean, Grandy, he's playing right along with the bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah, Jonathan Kuminga.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, who have been here through multiple portions of the run?
Right.
That's those four guys.
Yeah, as far as I can remember, yeah.
That's those four guys.
Just quick, interesting wrinkle, a set-aside, as you would like to say.
It was interesting.
You know that James Wiseman was one game away from getting a second ring?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's on the Pacers.
Yep. He played a game
for
the Pacers.
And his leg blew up.
Correct.
By the way, when we talk about all those Achilles tears, no one brought him up, but go ahead and bring him up.
Well, he was the OG this season of Achilles tears.
And what is he, 20? And some, old is James?
I was just looking earlier, and it's like, oh, he would have gotten a ring. He would have gotten ring number two had the Pacers been able to close that thing out.
Yeah,
so.
He's 24. 24 years old.
Yep.
Ugh.
And
James.
I just saw something about, like, Chicago might be interested in Wiseman, and so hopefully he gets a chance to be an NBA player
he'll
again.
Have a career. He's still an athletic seven-footer.
Sure.
I don't think it's ever going to amount to, you know, stats and minutes and all of that, but, like, he can be on a roster. Absolutely.
Yeah, you would figure. I mean,
unless this injury rehab didn't go well. I mean, I have no idea where he's at with the whole.
Well, he's 8 or 9 months into it because it happened, like, in October.
Right.
So, you know, with the Achilles, it's probably 9 to 12 months, maybe even more for a bigger guy.
Sure.
So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there as we were talking about champs, people with rings. Patrick McCaw has three.
Yes, he does.
Just in case you need him.
Yes, he does. Let's go to BPA, who's on the line with Willard and Dibs. What up, BPA? What are you doing?
Just driving home from work. The Nets were, that was really the only team that had cap space. And that probably takes that off the board for Kuminga. None of those other teams have cap space to give it back. So he's going to have to do a sign and trade if he wants to, you know, make a contract. And it's obviously in his best interest to start sooner rather than later, because the longer he waits, the more the dominoes fall and his options are gone. So I expect something to happen pretty quick. Miami or Chicago, I agree, are probably the two most likely. And, I think it'll make, you know, like, I don't know, how would you feel about Wiggins back for Kuminga?
I mean,
I take that.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it because they would play Wiggins, and Wiggins would, like, he would fit right in without any issue next to Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and whatnot. He already has. I know, obviously not with Butler, but you get what I'm saying. BPA, thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say BPA, maybe he could stick and stay because there's more breaking news. It's flying in.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a few more that have come in. First and foremost, the Rockets have gone and done it again. They have brought in yet another player. This is free agent center Clint Capella, now on a three-year, $21.5 million deal with the Houston Rockets. And free agent guard Caris LeVert, a two-year, $29 million deal with the Detroit Pistons. That's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. As they get a little bit deeper, a little bit more experienced, it might also be, let's get another wing in case Malik Beasley never plays again.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I don't know. But anyway, those are some interesting kind of B minus C plus level moves.
Yeah, and many people around Dub Nation were interested in Capella.
Sure.
And I don't know if that's the perfect fit, like you were saying before about DeAndre Ayton. I don't know if Capella is necessarily the right fit, but the price point of $7 million a year, less money than what Kevon Looney is getting from New Orleans.
Well, and to reiterate that, if you're just joining us, yes, what Dibs just said, Kevon Looney, a two-year $16 million deal to go to the New Orleans Pelicans. He'll put on a different uniform for the first time in his career. The other big deal of the last hour or so, Michael Porter Jr. and a future first going to Brooklyn in exchange for Cam Johnson. I do think, as always, right, and BPA just brought this up. All right, let's talk about for a minute the idea of Brooklyn has now been taken off of the table with regard to Kuminga, because Porter Jr. makes a lot more money than does Cam Johnson. So Brooklyn just used up a bunch more of their cap space, which they did on a previous deal as well. I never really believed that Brooklyn was going to make a big offer to Jonathan Kuminga. BPA's not wrong. It takes it off the table. But here's what I would say. Golden State Warriors are not dumb. They would not be in this position right now if they were worried about a team coming in with a massive free agent offer for Kuminga. They would not have allowed this to get to 3 o'clock if they were worried that that was going to happen. My opinion, my read. If they thought Brooklyn was weighing in the weeds and at 3 o'clock today they were going to do 5 years and $170 million, then the Warriors would have done something a lot earlier.
For sure.
Because that would have put the Warriors in a bad spot. We've heard from everyone we know that the number one thing the Warriors don't want to do is have Kuminga walk and get nothing in return. They absolutely don't want to do that. So they've been reading the situation, and I think they're aware about things such as whether or not Jonathan's going to get a big offer somewhere. So if Brooklyn was the only team that could scare you on that level, well, they probably knew damn well that that wasn't going to happen. And now it's pretty much official. So does that deal give the Warriors a little bit of leverage in the conversation? Probably, yeah. Now, maybe both sides already knew that was coming.
Right.
But it absolutely does. Like, again, Jonathan's leverage in this situation is, A, he's got time, and B, what he's hoping for is that someone will make him an offer that the Warriors don't want to match. That's the leverage he has. It feels to me, the way the Warriors are playing this, like they're comfortable that's not going to happen.
And I think the more you look at things like the Santi Aldama contract that came in just under $18 million a year for 3 years, somebody who is the same age and plays about as much. Now, Kuminga, I think, is a better player, and he's got perhaps a little bit more upside than Santi Aldama, but the fact that that contract came in 3 years at a little less than $18 million per tells me that the Warriors are not trembling. To your point, they're probably not thinking there's a team out there giving Kuminga 5 years and 150 or whatever. The price point for Jonathan Kuminga is low enough, most likely, in the marketplace that the Warriors can make a decision on a sign and trade or just a sign and keep and trade later.
Sorry. Yes, I agree on that. I like the read of the situation right now is so interesting, because I do think you see a couple deals like this, and it leans you in the direction of, okay, advantage Warriors, Jonathan's not going to get what he wants. However, the advantage Jonathan has is he can still keep playing this out as long as possible, and as names keep coming off the board, that's going to make the Warriors very uncomfortable. So it's not like this is all to the advantage of the Warriors. The bottom line is somebody needs to blink, and pretty soon, or else you're just going to head down this road Well, the Warriors can't sign anyone, and Jonathan can't get an offer, and you're probably going to end up back in bed together in a way that neither side really seems to want.
And the way that would be is if nobody else gives him an offer and you decide that you don't want to do anything long-term with Kuminga, you could have him play on his tender, the offer that you tendered him, which is 1 year and $7.9 million, and then he becomes an unrestricted free agent next year. But even if it goes that way, Mark, that would be a very uncomfortable reunion, so to speak, where Kuminga wanted big money. You wanted to kind of trade him, and you've shopped him repeatedly. Nothing happened, and so it's a tail between both of your legs, and now he has to come back and play on a low offer. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. And this is probably part of what Ramona Shelburne was telling us a week ago when she said this could get messy. I think, by the way, I just say this, I think it already is. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think it's already messy because we're here. We're here. It's 4:40 on Monday. And there is, A, no resolution. B, no resolution in sight. And C,
potentially.
Yeah. It could break in 2 minutes.
It could.
But names are flying off the board, and some of them were interesting names. I don't know what level the Warriors actually wanted those people, but names that they've been linked to. And then again, the reports, and I get this, this is just leverage play, and this is posturing, but the reports are suggesting right now that, you know, this is going to take a while. This is going to take a while. And I don't know if the Warriors have a while, because Oklahoma City's really good. The Rockets have signed two more players today.
Yep.
Clint Capella, Dorian Finney-Smith. The Rockets are getting better. The Nuggets just acquired Cam Johnson. Come on now. The West is getting real good. It was already real good.
Yeah.
It was getting real good, real fast.
And the T-Wolves brought back Naz Reid, and that happened earlier. And so,
and Julius Randle.
So the T-Wolves are still a really good team. And, you know, the Lakers are making some, you know, moves around the fringes, so to speak. But when you're the Warriors, you have probably three big needs, and you know, some of the needs can't be fulfilled right now.
All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and I think those are the two questions right now that we can play with. Coming up next, and we would love to open it up to your calls at 888-957-9570. All we can do is react to what we know right now. As things are currently constructed in the West, right now, 4:42 on Monday, where do you put the Warriors? Where do you rank them? Right now, Kevon Looney is gone. He plays for the Pelicans. Houston has signed two more players. Cam Johnson's on the Nuggets. Where do you put him right now? And also, Warrior fans, boy, I bet he's still kicking around. I mean, he might be down in L.A., who knows? But I'd love to hear some people kind of give whatever their Warrior fan goodbye is to Kevon Looney. So if you want to weigh in on what Looney has meant to you, or if there's anything that you would like to get out with regard to his time with the Warriors, now is a great time to do it, and we're here for you on Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here comes Wiggins up top. Screen set. Curry on Jackson. Step back. It's a three. No good. Looney. Offensive rebound. Touch pass to Thompson. Finds Curry. Curry dribble drive. Behind the back in traffic. No look pass. Batted away. Goes right to Looney. That's a break. Looney stops in the paint to Draymond. Hand off Curry. Deep three on the way with one on the clock. Back rim miss. Looney again. Finds Thompson. Loads up a triple. Good! It's madness. Just madness. Devon Looney, 21 rebounds. It's an 18-3 run. Warriors 105, Grizzlies 92. Timeout Memphis, 2:57 to go. And they're going bananas here at Chase Center.
Dub Nation, it's Kevon Looney. You're listening to Wheeler and Diggs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, now you guys just made that a whole lot harder. It was already hard.
Yeah, I almost had a little tear come out right there when I heard him there.
I can tell you what, somewhere, wherever he is, Steve Kerr right now is not having a great day because he has talked so glowingly through the years about all the things that Kevon Looney means to this team that the fans don't even know, and the fans know a lot. But the hard hat guy, the glue guy, did Steve at one point call him like their moral compass?
Yes.
I mean, it was like the things that we have used to describe Kevon Looney through the years, and if you're just joining us, Looney has left the Warriors. 2 years, $16 million contract with the New Orleans Pelicans. Mark Spears just recently said on the coverage that he's a part of on ESPN that there might actually be a statue for Looney someday outside this building. He has meant that much to this squad, and it's true. We were just bringing up the drafted multi-time champions for the Warriors through this dynasty. Sure, he's not Steph, he's not Clay, he's not Draymond. He just happens to be next and the only other one who can sort of claim that kind of thing. Kevon Looney has been a huge deal for this organization. And while I think a lot of us knew that this free agency was not a time where the Warriors had a lot to spend and their free agents could be gone, it hits a little different now that it's here. I don't know that everyone was fully braced for this, but Kevon Looney's time with the Warriors is done.
I was not fully braced at all for this. I thought that it would be a case where free agency goes and goes and goes, and then the announcement is, all right, the Warriors have re-signed Kevon Looney 2 years and $6 million or something small and something that was, you know, not going to break the bank, but Kevon was going to be a Warrior. And then the word comes out today that he gets $8 million a year. Good for you, Kevon. I don't think the Warriors could afford it as much as they love the player.
All right, we got some calls on Looney. We want to talk about that. There's also a lot of deals that have gone down. The Brooklyn Nets have used a lot of their cap space on trading for Michael Porter Jr. Cam Johnson goes to the Nuggets. We're sort of looking now as the dust settles in the West, and we see who's rising up the board while the Warriors have not really made any moves as of yet. And then there's also this.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
How many calls have we taken this year of people going, you know what the Warriors need to do? They need to go get Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
Now go get Brook Lopez.
That's right.
Brook Lopez has agreed to a 2-year, $18 million deal with the Los Angeles Clippers.
That's not the Warriors. That's the Clippers.
That's the Los Angeles Clippers. He's backing up Zubac.
I mean, and I'm looking at the tweet now. Shout out Wasserman again. You've done it again, Wasserman.
Wasserman, you're on fire.
Have a day, Wasserman.
How much money has Wasserman made today?
Dude, he's making some serious chicken.
Wasserman. Anyway.
2 years, $18 million again.
Yep,
at this juncture, $9 million a year. If you're the Warriors, you can't really afford to extend that if you have an unresolved Kuminga.
Oh, and you have a completely unresolved Kuminga. Now, we want to get to some calls here on Kevon Looney. Mark Spears did say some things just recently about Kuminga and the Warriors. Let's take a few calls, but I want you to stay right where you are. We're going to let you hear what Mark Spears said as far as the current trend between Kuminga and the Warriors. That is moments away. Let's go to Josh in Oakland. Josh, we thank you for the call. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just sitting in front of Straw Hat Pizza getting ready to go into work real fast. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Kevon Looney. Man, I was not expecting this. All these years, you know, Kevon has been a part of the team, and he's taken less money so many times when he's deserved more. Like you guys said, he's been the hard hat guy. He's meant so much to this organization, to this team, to the fan base. I just want to say in particular, in those Rockets series, the Kevon Looney was so huge because, in my opinion, I think he's the best big man at this. His ability to not jump and to stay on the ground and not bite on any of those hesitations, when James Harden would get the switch onto Looney, in his mind, he felt like, oh, this is the shot I want to get Looney on me. So he would take him. Even though, and you can look at the stats, you can look at everything. When Kevon Looney would guard James Harden, he would put clamps on him just from his ability to not jump, to not bite on any of those pump fakes. So, in particular, Kevon, thanks for those, because we love beating the Rockets more than anything as Warriors fans. And, it's just end of an era, man. This is wild, wild. I thought Kevon Looney would retire a Warrior more so than I thought Steph Curry would, man. But thanks for taking my call. Have a good one.
Josh, it's a really good
great
one, man.
Great call, yeah.
It's a great call. Appreciate you doing it because, look, this is classically one of those situations. It's almost like, this is not a perfect comp, but you know how, like, you can kind of criticize your own mom, but you ain't going to let anybody else do it?
Yeah.
Don't you say anything about my mom. And, like, let me say what I'm going to say. I feel like that's who Kevon Looney is. You might be, if you're a fan of another team, you're like, Kevon Looney, what's the big deal? Don't you talk about our Kevon. We know. We know what that man has meant to this organization. And it's all the dirty work. And as you love to say, the lunch pail guy.
Yep.
Kevon with his jumper cables. All of these things. They're a big deal. And that guy has worked his way into the hearts of the entire fan base across the board. I don't know one fan who has anything bad to say about the experience of having Kevon Looney on the squad.
Exactly. And it was not always, you know, him being a mainstay. There was times where he would only play a little bit, and then you look through, as I am right now, at his playoff game log and the cut that Grandy played coming back in. He had 22 rebounds, 11 offensive, 11 defensive, and, you know, at times, he was absolutely essential. I'm looking at the Sacramento series where he had 20 rebounds, 14, 22, 13, and 21 in Game 7. We all remember Game 7 for Steph, right? 50 points in a road win. Kevon played 31 minutes and had 21 rebounds in that game, the clincher over Sacramento. So there were times when you really needed him and relied on him a lot more than normal. And I'm looking at these playoff games, Mark. He was phenomenal in that whole run. I mean, it wasn't much of a run. You lost to the Lakers, but against the Lakers, he opened up with 23 rebounds in the first game against LA. in that series that they eventually would lose. So
he was phenomenal against Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah. He was awesome.
And obviously, if you go back to the championship year, holy crap. I mean, what he was doing in that Mavericks series and beyond was just, it was absolutely incredible. Only because Wiggins was so good did it sometimes get a little bit overshadowed. But as far as role players playing out, like, Kevon was incredible that year. And in fact, as I'm sitting here saying this, you know, you go through the last 15 years, start 2010 when the Giants win a World Series. Go through the past 15 years of Bay Area sports. Remove the stars. Forget the stars. And go. Who are the role players that come to mind?
Yeah.
And who's at the top of that list? And my mind is just running through, you know, there's the people who kind of did the cup of coffee thing for Giants championships, the Scudero,
sure,
and Cody Ross and people like that. But, dude, there's no other Kevon Looney's. There's no Kevon Looney's.
It's funny you're doing this because I was actually trying to think about the Giants comp, a player who was there in 10, 12, and 14, and somebody who eventually had to go somewhere else and, you know, somebody that they drafted, and, you know, you think about Lincecum and Kane and Bumgarner. Well, they're on a higher star echelon,
yeah,
than, you know, Kevon Looney and Vogelsong.
Vogelsong's the name, but he wasn't there for all of them.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, you know, Barry Zito, same thing, but he was also on a different kind of echelon, a different plane star-wise. So I was just trying to think about, like, was there a Giant who was there homegrown and through all of it and, you know, eventually when they left, you were heartbroken? Because this is a different thing now.
I mean, there's a little bit that he's not homegrown, but there's a little Hunter Pence thing going on there. Because, again, Pence was not there for the first. Looney,
right,
was not there for the first.
Good point.
And then they came in and became a part of the fabric of what these organizations were doing. Again, Pence was not drafted by the Giants, so that doesn't quite have that same emotional feel. Although, my gosh, if there's anyone who's ever been adopted by this city, it's that man. So that's probably as close as I can come. And Pence also was, like, he was a middle of the order guy.
Yeah.
When they were winning the you know, with him, but I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody else who was drafted here and was a part of multiple championships.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.